Welcome to Shomach Shava Nadav, your sponsor, Lo Nishmas, Rabbi Yakashon, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara Amud Beis, the end of Amud Beis, brings that Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso. Goy that kept Shabbos is Chayav Miso. He's not allowed to keep Shabbos. In the next year, Beis Hashem, we can explain, Al Pi Machshava, what's the idea, why can't a Goy have Shabbos? But Al Kopanim, the Gemara learns from a Pasuk, a goy is not allowed to keep Shabbos. Now, one of the classic questions that the Chayim discuss is: we know that the Avos HaKadoshim kept Kol HaTorah Kulo. It says about Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu kept even Eruv Tashilim, meaning not only did he kept the Deraisas of Shabbos, he kept even the Rabbanan. How did the Avos HaKadoshim keep Shabbos if Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso? Now, obviously, this question is depending on the Chakira, the famous Chakira, or the Parshas Drachim, brought down the first Jewish of the Parshas Drachim. And the Shaila is, how do we treat the Avos HaKadoshim and the Shvatim before Matan Torah? Were they considered to be Jews, or they considered to be Bnei Noach? Are they already Yidin from the time that Avraham Avinu did a Bris Milah, says the Parshas Drachim? Or Am Yisrael starts only when you come on Mitzrayim, and until then they're Bnei Noach? The Parshas Drachim brings several rayas to here and to there, and he says it's a machlokes Rishonim, it's a machlokes Ramban and Rabbeinu Tzarfatim. If we hold that Am Yisrael is already considered to be a Jew, or if there's still a Bnei Noach until they come at Am Yisrael. But the Parshas Drachim brings in there, he brings a few rayas from our sugyas, and two rayas are from our daf. One raya that he brings later, it was that the Gemara said just a few lines ago that there's a difference between when a Jew hits somebody else or a Goy. Because we said that a Jew hits another Jew, so he's the Nikra Rasha. If a Goy hits a Jew, he's Chayav Miso. That's what the Gemara brought. Now we're doing, and we're learning from where? We're learning from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is before Matan Torah. So you see, you're treating a Goy different than you're treating a Jew. So the Chuyah, you see from here that a Jew is not a Ben Noach, he's already considered to be a Jew. But there's other rayas to it. One raya that is, one mashmos is the Gemara in the next daf, the Gemara when he speaks about the mitzvahs that were given to the Avos, the Gemara says it was given to Bnei Noach. And even there you could be doichik, you could come and say that what it means, they're given to Bnei Noach, means that he was given to Amish before Matan Torah, it doesn't mean necessarily Bnei Noach. But the simple this pshat in the Gemara is that they're called Bnei Noach. So there's rayas to here and to there. But one nekudah says the Parshas Drachim right away in the beginning of his drush, he says, but our Gemara says the goy sheshovas chayav miso. If so, how do the Avos keep Shabbos? The fact that the Avos keep Shabbos, that shows they're not being noach, and therefore you don't have a problem of goy sheshovas chayav miso. That's the first way to say it. That's what the Parshas Drachim says. There's another mahalach, and this is really the Biskarov. The Biskarov in Kuntres and Moyadim, which is printed in the Chidush Agrach al Hashas. And here the Briskarov is Midayik from the Rambam. The Rambam says that the only time a Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso is only as much as he is doing in order to be Mechadesh Das. He wants to create a new religion. In other words, he's not just sitting and not working like Rashi says, but he's doing it for a specific religion. He's doing it because it's a new religion. That's this. So says the Biskarov, if so, Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso is only if he's doing a Shvisa, it's a different religion. But the Avos HaKadoshim are doing it as Am Yisrael. They're not doing it as a new religion. So they're not doing it as a new religion. So therefore, even though they're considered to be Bnei Noach, they don't have the din of Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso. There's another Ma'al, which is really based on the Biskarov, and which goes in another way, which many Achrim mention it. And that's the idea that although the Avos HaKadoshim were not yet Yisrael, there were still Bnei Noach, but they already started being Yisrael. They started the process of being Yisrael. They're not the Umma Yisraelis, but they're Bnei Yisrael. That's one way to say it. And it means they're starting the process, they're beginning to be, but they're not yet there. And that's similar to this concept of Biskarov, that they're not violating Goy Sheshovas Chayav Miso, even though they may be still not a full Yisrael, maybe they're Bnei Noach. The last answer we'll bring over here, there's many other answers, but one answer, very, very famous answer, is the answer the Ponim Yofu is Pala Haflo in Parshas Noach on this pasuk that says Lo Yishboisu. And the Ponim Yofu says Dover Niflo Meoid, a big Yisoid. He says that the way the Ovis Kedoshim kept Shabbos is because although we know that the night comes before the day, but that is only by Am Yisrael. By Umos Olam, the night comes after the day. Their 24 hours starts in the morning and ends at the end of the night. And he mainly says like this, Kodesh Shavuos Chayav Misa is only if he does Shvitzo starting in the day, ending in the night. But if he does Shvitzo from the night to the day, that the night belongs according to him to the previous day, and the day is the next day. So it's not considered to be Shvisa. Shvisa is only a 24-hour Shvisa. So he says what the Ovos HaKadosh did, they kept Shabbos like a Jew, meaning they kept Shabbos, Leil Shabbos, and Shabbos Day, and they did Chilu Shabbos Moed to Shabbos. So Al Tzagoi, Goi counts the day first and only the night after, so they didn't keep Shabbos. But Al Tzayid, they did keep Shabbos because they did a Friday night and Shabbos Day. And this, he said, the Ponim Yofu is quoted in several Achronim. The Chasam Sofer brings it, and the Noam Yehuda brings it, and the Kriya Yehuda brings it when he comes to answer, what do you do with maids that sleep in the house? How do you want them to keep Shabbos, what should he do? They all use this idea, a very, very big Yisoid that the Achronim use, and this is coming to answer this question, how did the others keep their Shabbos if Goy Shavas Chayav Miso? Anyone who wants to join Shomach Shavah email us to watch school, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.